I don't know whether you ever pay attention to the adverts on the buses or roadside hoardings. Sometimes the message they contain can be very challenging, humorous, informative, and even contain lessons that can be viewed from a Christian context. Some while ago, I was following a bus through Swansea, and the following quotation from the renowned atheist Richard Dawkins was on its rear. It read, "There is probably no God. Now stop worrying and enjoy your life." I have to say, in a strange way, I was highly amused, as well as sobered when I read this. Even Dawkins, with all his theories and antagonism against Christianity and all it stands for, didn't have the courage to say, "There is no God." He was sensible and cautious enough to admit, "There is probably no God," leaving himself the escape clause that there might just be a God. At least he avoided being included in Psalm 53, verse 1, where it says, "The fool has said in his heart, there is no God." The Bible talks of a spirit called Satan, or the devil, as being a liar from the beginning. It also claims he is a deceiver. One of his greatest lies and vehicles of deception today is to convince people that God doesn't exist. In spite of the wonders of creation and the complexities of the design of the human body and the animal and plant world, he would have us believe it all came about by a series of accidents or mutations. Yet when we look at the simplest of mechanisms, we assume there has to be a designer and a constructor for it to exist and work as it was intended. So why does he want us to believe this lie? Well, the second part of Dawkins' quotation says it all. Stop worrying and enjoy your life. If there is no God, then we can live life as we want to, whether rightly or wrongly, for there is no accountability to be faced after we die. Whereas in fact the Bible states, it is appointed to man once to die, and after this the judgment. After all, even in the smallest situation in life, if I do wrong, then I must accept the consequence, even sometimes the punishment. His quotation also implies that to believe in and trust in God means there can be no enjoyment, that it sets us on a joyless experience. In fact, the opposite is true. The Bible says that Jesus came to give us life in all its fullness. It says that when we trust Christ, we shall be free indeed. It also quotes Jesus as saying, "These things have I spoken to you, that my joy might be in you, and your joy might be full." These quotations alone would seem to indicate that becoming a Christian, far from being a joyless experience, an experience which binds and brings no freedom, the opposite is true. We can go further. For when Christ comes into the life, these bonuses of living life to the full and experiencing his joy are not just experiences for time, but for all eternity. So rather than facing judgment, the Christian has no fear of this, as his trust has been invested in the one who bore the judgment for him or her at the place called Calvary. My thought for the day is, Christianity in Christ is the very opposite to what Dawkins proposes. There is a God, and if we trust him, we can indeed stop worrying, and we can begin to enjoy a quality of life which only God can give. So why not start today? May the Lord bless you richly.